Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 21st, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I just really want to congratulate our new $100,000 ring earners, Barbara and Manley Wilson from Texas, for doing such an outstanding job at our Oklahoma Super Saturday in Ada this past weekend. They're just a class act. And Manley, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You guys did an awesome training. The briefing was outstanding. The training, we just got rave reviews for it. Tell everybody what's going on with you and your team, and just anything you'd like to say. We're waiting on our guest speaker.
Well, it was certainly our pleasure to be up there in Ada, the home office, and get to see a lot of the Moore team and, of course, the fine folks there in Oklahoma. We kicked that day off with a training and got to share our story and just we got into the Super Saturday teaching how to recruit, the importance of recruiting, and kind of laid out what we did to earn our $100,000 ring and the commitment that it takes to do the little things that other people sometimes aren't willing to do. I think the main thing is to capture the mundane and master it, because just doing the simple little things that it takes to become a leader and to grow your business. Like I said there in front of everybody, we didn't get there by ourselves. We have an incredible team. Many, many folks on our team are doing an outstanding job. We've got a couple of folks that are getting close to getting their ring this year, and I know Miss Martha Doss is on the phone, and her team is doing an incredible job as well this year to make that happen for themselves and their team as well. But it was just a blessing. Then we had and then we all got to do the meeting after the meeting, which is kind of what we spoke about at the leadership conference. And I think we had about 42 people, the finest of the finest of Legal Shield associates came to the dinner after the briefing, and we had a great fellowship with each and every one of you. And It just meant a lot to us to see the turnout that came out to support the Super Saturday there, and you all have an incredible team up there, and look forward to doing more and getting back up there in a couple weeks to the leadership, the Team Moore Leadership Conference that's going to happen there in Ada, Oklahoma. So, again, thank you for that opportunity. Certainly couldn't have done it without everybody that was there, and we certainly appreciate your support.
Well, Manley, you did an awesome job, but I tell you who I was most impressed by is Barbara. I didn't realize she was such a dynamic speaker. She did a really good job. Make sure and let her know we appreciate her also.
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right, let's go out to another $100,000 ring earner while we're waiting on our special guest speaker tonight, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes, Virginia. Jeff, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. I just wanted to report we had a great event up in North Dakota. We've got great executive directors on the Moore team up in North and South Dakota. And it's Mac and Anna Akobar. And they're doing incredible things. That's a couple of states that really have never had any production come out of them. There's never been anybody up there that's been a big team leader. So we had a Super Saturday on Saturday. It's the first Super Saturday in that I can remember. It may be the first ever in North Dakota. And had a great turnout. It was a room full of associates. They came from all over. We had people that came in from Montana, up from South Dakota, and then all over North Dakota. So we had a blast. It was a great event. And I was the guest speaker. And the thing that I shared with them was the power of recruiting associates into Legal Shield using a simple third-party tool. The person that you use that tool on, like if you're going to sell a membership, if you use a tool that sells the membership, then opposed to your skill set, how that person can then turn around, just a few minutes later and sell a membership to a friend because, they can do what you just did. So an example of that might be the DVD. And, it was amazing to me just to sit there and think that this team, which I didn't even know existed until a few weeks ago, in North and South Dakota, are the descendants. It's the same organization from that first team that I began back in August.
Jeff, excuse me from butting in, but I had to tell you what Harold said to Randy, and I apologize, but he's trying to call in, Randy. He's in a dead spot, but it's been a problem. He's trying to call in, so you might watch.
Okay. Yes, sir. Actually, just got it. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you made it, but let Mr. Moore give you a proper introduction. So to
yes,
introduce
sir.
You tonight, Mr. Branch, of course, you're a very dynamic guest speaker, and I want to make sure you get a proper introduction. I'm going to go out to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and, of course, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield. Of course, that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Randy. Before I even introduce our guest speaker, I'd like to say thank you to Jeff Hughes. And, Jeff, I'm sorry I cut you off there. I apologize. You know, this Mr. Harold Branch is, if you don't know him, you need to know him. He's not just a good trainer. He's not just a good speaker. He's just an all-around good human being. And, you know, that means a lot to me. And he's become a friend, and we really thank him. He started out as, like myself, I started out very poor, and he was, I think they said, a starving artist and worked 80 hours a week, did all kinds of things. But, you know, he's been with Legal Shield 13 years now. I'm telling you, he is, well, he's just a gold executive director. He's the network vice president of Arizona. He's a proud father of two. And, you know, you couldn't be any better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, your friend, great trainer, great American, Mr. Harold Branch.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank
Harold,
you so much. I appreciate you having me on, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, pardon for the tardiness. Thank you for the call. I was attempting to get on. I was in dead spots. And, I mean, we just had all kind of great things going on. Wonderful things going on. I'm actually in the Phoenix, Arizona area right now, spending time with another one of our great superstars in the company, Mr. Alistair Edwards. And, you know, and I think for me, that is the number one benefit of this great company is being able to create some camaraderie amongst people I respect, amongst people I want to be like, amongst people that make me better. So that when I need beyond my abilities, they can help me increase my abilities and skills so that I can then get everything that I need in this world. And that's an exciting place to be. It really is. As it was said, I've been in the business for a little over 12 years, going on 13 years, and background was poetry, the starving artist, like it was said, and, you know, struggling like so many of the people that may be on this line until Legal Shield showed up and gave me control. And the beautiful thing about having control is that it's a blessing and it's scary. The blessing is I can decide for myself what I want with my life. The scary part is if I don't decide, I got nobody to blame but myself. And that's a level of responsibility most people attempt to avoid. That's a level of responsibility that frightens individuals, that make people feel like they probably can't do it and probably won't live up to their own expectations. But that's something that I desire, something that I own. And everybody on the line, you feel the same way. You want to be responsible for your income, but that means we have to learn to get better. We have to not just get better, but we got to stay in the process of growing, because if we're not growing, we're dying. There's no standing still. It's possible to get worse, and I'm fired up about what we have with this company for a couple reasons, okay, this opportunity, and those reasons are as follows. I believe in the company itself. I believe in the services we provide and the way we provide them. And I believe in my market, and I believe in me. And so let me ask you, how would you rank your belief in these different areas? You know, I've come to learn that if people are moving in the way that they need to get the results that they want, they have a belief challenge. They have a belief issue. And so often, that belief is shaken for the strangest of reasons. For example, do you believe in your company? Do you believe we're making the right decisions as a corporate staff, being a vice president and the network vice president of the state of Arizona? You know, I have to keep that in mind. I am corporate office, and I'm able to be just like the Moores in some of these backroom conversations, and we have the strongest executive field, executive group, executive decision makers I've ever heard of any company. And so I'm super proud of our company, and I believe in our company, and I encourage you to believe in our company as well, because it's solid, and we've stood the test of time. It says something when somebody has been in the business 30-plus years and they're still fired up. They're still getting on weekly conference calls, and they're still moving the agenda forward because they believe what we have going on. Now, the question is, do you believe in the services that we provide? Well, identity theft protection and our Legal Shield program, obviously, they just make sense. It's something that everybody needs, everybody can afford, and nobody has, which makes it a sweet spot as far as sales is concerned. And considering that we have increased our usability and our friendliness as far as our customers are concerned, we're in a place where we are receiving ratings and rankings as high as Apple services, right? As far as Apple, as high as Amazon.com, because we're doing good work and our attorneys are doing amazing work, especially for the price point that we offer the product. So you got to believe in your membership. Just because one person has a challenge doesn't mean something's wrong with our membership. So you got to believe in our membership, okay? Now, do you believe in your market? Do you believe in the market? That's extremely important. If you believe in your marketplace, your marketplace, whether it is where you want it to be or not, it's important for you to make your marketplace better. Make your marketplace better. If your market isn't where you want it to be, what can you do to contribute to it? You know, that's like anybody who has teenagers or has teenagers in their home, they know how crazy it is when the teenager walk in the house like, hey, what's wrong with the house? Somebody needs to clean up. Somebody, how about you? You live here too. Why don't you clean up if you don't like it, right? If you want your marketplace to be stronger, to have a better, stronger energy, to have a more professional layout, to have more guests in the room, take ownership of that. Take on leaders do work with leader when there's work to be done. Are you a leader in your market, or are you just a participant, just somebody sits back and watches? And lastly, where's your belief in you? Do you believe in yourself? That's the shot. You know, well, that's the question. Do you believe in yourself? And so often, this is the one thing that hurts most people. They lack a belief in self. And that lack of belief in self is the thing that will destroy. And so often it comes from a dark place. It comes from history. It comes from things we've gone through so long ago. So how many of your experiences that challenged you in the past, that put you in a not good place in the past, how many of those experiences are still affecting you today and have you questioning yourself, your own decisions, and your confidence? You've been spending time with Mr. Edwards, and he's been doing some personal training with my team, and we realize, hey, man, the team's they just got to believe in themselves. That's what it comes down to. Do they believe in themselves? That's the issue. If we get them to believe in themselves, we'll be okay. And that's really where we are. So do you believe in you? You have some of the best leadership in the entire company that's steering you, that's moving you in the right direction, that's giving you what you need so that you can explode. Just know this. What we're about to do with this great company is going to be history-making, and you want to be a part of it. And to be a part of it, it takes more than just being an associate. You have to be a participant. You got to get in there. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to be willing to do what it takes to put those members on the books and be a performer. That's why we have a performance club. Hit those goals. That's why we have executive director and senior director and bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. You have an opportunity to build for your family. And regardless your background, there's somebody in your life who you will make their life so much better, somebody you love, and you can make their day so much better, so much smoother, so much easier if you will be willing to do what it takes to hit your goals. We believe in you. We want to support you. We have your back. Stay focused and stay in belief, and let's make magic happen. Mr. Moore, thank you so much for having me on your call. I can't tell you how honored, complimented, and privileged I feel to speak to your organization. Thank you, sir.
It's an honor to have you, Harold. Are you open for a few questions?
Absolutely.
I'll turn it to Randy at this time. Thank you, Harold. Thanks for being my friend.
Of course.
Randy?
Can you hear me okay now?
Now we can.
All right. Mr. Branch, I apologize. It sounded like we had someone talking in the background there, and I apologize for that.
Oh,
but,
no, it's no problem.
Just had one of our executive directors text in, wants to ask you a question. So let's go to Mr. Damian Sheber. I believe he's in Tennessee now. Mr. Sheber?
Mr. Branch, how are you, sir?
I'm doing amazing, brother. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Always appreciate hanging out with you and got a chance to do that at the leadership conference, but I know you've got the TMV event coming up. We've got the More Success Team event coming up. I was wondering if you'd talk a minute and just talk about how important the team events are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, it'd be my pleasure. The team events that we have at Legal Shield and
did we lose Mr. Branch?
Hello, hello. Hello?
I can hear you fine, Mr. Branch. Go right ahead.
Okay, great. Because of the camaraderie, the team events are almost more important than the corporate events because that's not your family. You don't know.
Maybe traveling. I'm having a hard time.
He is traveling, Randy. He's,
okay.
Hello?
Mr. Branch, you're just cutting in and out. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I can hear you now.
Yeah, sorry, V, with, you know, because of the time difference, it's a train.
All right. I guess we've lost Mr. Branch. Harold, if you're there, I want to tell you how much we appreciated you being on tonight. You did an outstanding job and like to have you back on in the future, maybe where we have a little clearer line, because I know people are just really wanting to hear you in the future.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Can you hear me at all, Mr. Branch?
I can't hear you, sir. I can't hear you. And you're just, obvious you can hear me. Hello?
I can hear you, Mr. Branch. Go ahead. All right. I guess we're going to have a hard time getting that call to go through. But again, Mr. Branch, if you can hear me, thank you for being our guest speaker, and we'd like to have you back in the near future. Let's go back to the state of Virginia, to Mr. Jeff Hughes. I cut him off earlier in the program. Jeff was telling us about a big event that he just got through with in, was it North and South Dakota, Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Go right ahead. I apologize for cutting you off earlier.
All right. I'm in the mountains of Utah, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me all right. That's the problem when you're driving. You're at the mercy of the cell towers. It was a great training, though. Mr. Branch is one of the heroes of Legal Shield, and he always does such a great job. Hey, being a poet, he's magic with his words. The thing that I was sharing earlier was, you know, I showed a video to my brother Chris, and then he came to a business briefing, and then I got him a video, and then he went home and showed it to his roommates. And here it is almost 17 years later, this team that I didn't even know existed until a couple weeks ago. I wasn't familiar with them at all. It's just blowing up in those northern plains states, and they came from that video that I bought for Chris. And, you know, the thing that's beautiful, when you recruit somebody in a duplicatable manner, it has a life of its own, and it just works its way down through networks of people, and it's never-ending. I mean, it's eternal. It's immortal. It kind of goes back to that original command that God gave all of us to multiply and replenish the earth. And this is a, you know, when you use that type of a system, it responds to the natural laws of the earth and the universe, which is things want to multiply. And so I would encourage everybody, as you are building your team, make sure that you're bringing people into your business in a very simple, duplicatable system using third-party tools and live events. Because they can do what you did, and if they can, some of them will, and if some of them do, they'll build massive, massive organizations that just go on forever. So that just came to my mind when I was sitting there and thought, geez, this is still happening. You know, almost 17 years later, it's still going on just because I bought a $3 video and gave it to my brother. That's probably a pretty good investment. I suspect that $3 video has brought me over $1 million, just that one investment. So just thought I would share that with y'all.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate that very much. And also, you were going to share, you're talking about Chris. He was a special guest speaker on the Monday Night Momentum call. Is that right?
He was. Everybody
what are you doing, huh?
Haven't had a chance to listen to it. It is will be recorded on your in your back office. But he'll be the guest speaker for the next 4 weeks. Each lesson that he teaches will build week after week, so you'll want to listen to this week to be prepared for what he's going to train on next week. And it goes along with what I was just talking about, which is, you know, how do you build a team that becomes immortal? It just goes on and on and on, even without your input, your help, or even your knowledge. The thing will just happen on its own, and that's what Chris will be training on. So I would encourage everybody to listen tonight and then listen as each week as it comes on. And get your team to listen, too, because you're going to want them to hear it as well.
Well, Chris always does such a good job. You know, he's a $250,000 ring earner and a millionaire club member. It's not too bad having somebody like that on your own team, is it? Yeah.
No, it's not a bad thing. He's one of my favorite people in the world. I'm just glad I'm related to him.
Well, we appreciate you guys being on tonight, and thank you for helping me fill in there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Branch got cut off, but we're going to simply go out to let's go to the state of I'm not sure if you're in Idaho or Utah right now. Mr. Ryan Burns, are you on?
No, I am.
Do we have Mr. Ryan Burns on?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, Ryan. I thought you might want to add something to the call tonight. I saw you pop up in the speaker mode real quick.
I mean, just once again, I'm just grateful for, you know, each and every week to be able to hop on these calls. I remember when I was in my very first year in Legal Shield, one of the things that I attempted to do my first two or three months was listen to these calls. I got so excited that I would call everybody, you know, that I had just recruited or that my team recruited, and I tried to explain some of the things that I learned on the call, and I found that was, you know, almost, I mean, maybe not useless, but almost useless, you know, to try to recap a 30-minute training given by one of our six-figure ring earners, Millionaire Club members, network vice presidents, or all these people with all the experience in here. I'm trying to remember what they said and relay it. And then, you know, you'd think it just is such a simple thing. But, you know, when you can just call in for 20 or 30 seconds, touch base with a friend, teammate, and business partner, and tell them how important it is to be on the call that's happening every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, you know, that 20 seconds, the fact that person's going to get 30 minutes of a solid training, and that they can turn around and bring their own team right back here on this call to kind of, you know, develop the skills and prospecting the skills and inviting the skills and, you know, and just learning the system, you know. And if we got no more tips than what Mr. Branch shared and, you know, the fact that there's a Monday momentum call with Chris Hughes doing a four-week curriculum. I've seen some of these curriculums that Mr. Hughes has put together. They're top-notch first-class trainings. I mean, we're just blessed each and every week. So I thank you guys for putting this together. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you being on. I also want to congratulate all the Performance Club members that actually won the trip, the Moon Palace Resort, all-exclusive paid vacation for two. They announced that. Actually, you can go to your back office, and they have them listed there. So congratulations to all our winners. I went through there and saw dozens and dozens on our team, so I know that's going to be a great, great trip. And with that, Mr. Moore, I guess I'm going to go back to you.
Well, Randy, we're going to be did Jeremy get on?
Jeremy, do we have you on?
I'm here.
Okay.
There you go. Before that, though, I think these people need to know why that attorneys are so high. And don't criticize me for this, Randy, but they need to know why attorneys are high. You know, it's an old thing I've used for years and years, and I had someone tell me the other day, say, use it again. It's a simple thing. If I was going to give one of you guys an orange, I'd say, I give you this orange. But if a lawyer wants to give you an orange, he would say it this way. Know all men by these presents, that I hereby give, grant, bargain, sell, release, convey, transfer, and quit claim all my rights, title, interest, benefits, and use whatsoever in and of concerning this title, otherwise known as the orange, or citrus thereof, together with all of his after the skin, pulp, pip, rind, seeds, and juice, to have and to behold said orange, together with all his skin, pulp, pip, rind, seeds, and juice for your use and behoove to yourself and your heirs and be simple forever, free from all liens and comforts, easements, limitations, restraints, or conditions, whatsoever any and all prior deeds, transfers, or other documents whatsoever, now or anywhere made to the contrary, notwithstanding with full power to bite, cut, suck, or otherwise eat said orange or to give away with all of its skin, pulp, pip, rind, seeds, or juice. And that's why lawyers are so high they can't say, here's an orange. So there you go. You're supposed to laugh, Randy. That's your cue.
Oh, I had it on mute. I was laughing, by the way.
Yeah.
I several times.
Somebody the other day asked me to do that. I hope I didn't bore anybody with it, but it's about the truth. We as average people say, here's an orange, an attorney's got to write 1,000 words to get it, so naturally he has to get paid a lot for that. Jeremy, we're going to have this special deal tonight, and I think you had an announcement on a special deal for those people who's already registered.
I did. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, fantastic. You know, our team event is rapidly approaching. We're just a couple weeks away, April 7th through the 9th. It's going to be an amazing time. A couple of quick announcements about the team retreat that's coming up. The first thing is we're going to do something a little bit different this time. Actually, on Saturday morning, so, you know, I know many of you guys will be getting in on Wednesday, and our training kicks off on Thursday afternoon, and we're going to have training all day Friday. But on Saturday morning, we're actually going to do a briefing, a business briefing. We're going to start that at 9:30, so we'll have an actual 9:30 to 10:30 business briefing on Saturday morning. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Number one, we really want you guys that are coming in from out of town, out of state, to be able to grow and build your businesses here locally into the Oklahoma Convention later this summer. So we want to build your teams here locally. Pawpaw actually has started, with a couple other people, has started doing a business briefing at the corporate office every Tuesday night. And so what better way to get them exposed to Legal Shield and what it's all about than for you guys traveling. So Saturday morning, be able to invite those guests out to be around all the entire More Success team, get a quality presentation, and then to plug them in to where they're poured into every week by Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Harold Pinson, and all the other local leaders here in the Ada area. So we're going to do that. Also, on Saturday morning, everybody that brings gets at least two. If you have to have two or more guests, but everybody has two or more guests, we will give you a cash prize later that evening at our award ceremony. So not only are we going to help you build and grow your businesses, but we're also going to give you a cash prize for getting folks out to the briefing on Saturday morning. So that's the first big announcement. I'm excited about that. You know, we always talk about building your business everywhere you go, whether you're in the airport, going to somewhere, from somewhere, but I don't know of a more exciting opportunity with the Oklahoma Convention coming up later this summer than to be able to expose people to build and grow your team right here in Oklahoma in anticipation of that summer event. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'm extremely excited about and really grateful that Mr. Moore is doing this, but for everyone that is already registered, if you are registered for our team retreat. You know, I don't think there's been an event that I've ever been to in the last 17 years in Legal Shield that I've ever not left that event saying, man, I wish I had more people there. And I know all of you all probably feel the same way as I do, that, man, I wish I just had a couple more people here, or 5 more people here, 10 more people here, or, man, I wish that person could have heard that speaker because that's exactly what they needed to hear in order to take their business to the next level. So what Mr. Moore has done, for every single person on this that is registered for our team retreat, you have until Thursday morning when Papa checks his email, and his email address is kenmoore@legalshieldassociate.com, or you can email Stephanie, which her email address is stephaniemoorelynn@yahoo.com. So either one of those two, but you have until Thursday morning. But anyone on your team that is not already registered for our team event, if you are registered, you can email kenmoore@legalshieldassociate.com and put their name down on the list, and he will reserve a ticket for them for only $59. So if you're already registered and you want more of your team at our team retreat, you have until Thursday morning when Papa checks his email, which is about 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So from tonight through Thursday morning, you know, really hit the phones hard, make those connects, make those contacts, encourage your team members to commit to coming to our team event. And you can email Papa with their names, their information, their associate numbers, their contact information, and we will reserve a ticket for them for only $59. And they don't, when they check in at registration on Thursday, then we'll have their name on a list, and you know, they can pay their $59 there at the door. So that's exciting. I'm really, really thankful that Papa and Stephanie got together and came up with this great idea. You know, I, like I said, every event I've ever went to, I've always said to myself as I was leaving that event, man, I wish I had a couple more people. So this is something they're allowing you guys to do that have already made the commitment to be there. Go down deep through your organizations, through your teams, and get those names to us no later than Thursday morning at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So you have tonight, you have tomorrow, you have Wednesday, and then Thursday morning is the cutoff. There will be no exceptions made on that. They made it pretty stern and really firm on that deadline. So Thursday morning, so now on Thursday morning, you know, get those commitments, get those names to us, let us get them a ticket and a space reserved for $59. I don't know of a better value than being able to come to that event for that. So, you know, as many people on your team as you want to be able to take advantage of that, you know, send us those names. And, you know, anybody that's already registered, you can register as many people in your organization for $59 through Thursday morning. So I'm really excited about that. I don't know if Papa, you or Stephanie want to add anything to it. You're more than welcome to, but that's what I had to share with the team tonight. I'm so excited about our team retreat. We will be contacting all the speakers with the topics and times and stuff but before the end of this week. So can't wait to see all of you at our team retreat. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be phenomenal. And also, remember, when you're making your travel arrangements, our event does not end until 10 o'clock on Saturday night. It is through Saturday night. You do not want to miss our evening session on Saturday. It's going to be truly special. So with that being said, I'll turn it back over to you, Papa.
Okay, this is Stephanie. You're on the call?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Would you have some things you'd like to say?
I just really encourage everybody to take advantage of this. This is going to allow, you know, your new folks who maybe weren't on board when we first opened this registration, and since then the registration fee has gone up. Well, this is going to allow those new folks to come in and experience an event such as the retreat. It's a great event to come to and get to know who your team members are and get some really great training from our leaders. And I really want people to take advantage of this. Also, just so you know, we are going to have for the B2B folks, I want you to know that we're going to have Melissa Wilder at our breakout session on Thursday. So for those of you that are really wanting to learn some of the important stuff on the B2B side as well as the networking side, those breakout sessions are important too. So don't forget that the event does start Thursday at 2 for those breakout sessions. And so we're going to go Thursday, have the fun event Thursday night at Fossil Creek Ranch. We'll also have tours going on Thursday. We'll have registration going on Thursday. So a lot of things happening on Thursday. Friday we'll do our training. And then Friday evening will be an ED and above dinner that we're going to be hosting. And then Saturday, again, we're going to have some Power Pack training. And then that night, the fun awards ceremony. That's always my favorite part. I love to see people getting recognized. And so anyway, that's all I have, and I'll turn it back over to you, Papa.
Stephanie, now that fee that they're paying, even the ones paying $59, they get fed and everything for that, don't they?
Yes, they do. That includes a meal. A lunch on Friday and a lunch on Saturday. So that does include two meals already.
What about the ranch deal?
The ranch deal is going to be at Fossil Creek. We're going to have a big barbecue to attend that. It will be $10 at registration that you will pay. That will cover your full feast. And so in that event at Fossil Creek Ranch, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to allow everybody to have some mingling time. We're going to have a horseshoe tournament, pool tournament, and take full advantage of every amenity that's there at the ranch, and there's a lot of things to do there. So,
and, you know, we're going to have a lot of great guest speakers besides our own people like Kathy Pinson, the Chief Operating Officer. But, you know, Miss Carol Smith is going to be there to give out the award for the Wilburn Smith Award, and Mrs. Shirley Stonecipher will be giving out the Harlem Stonecipher Award, and they both said they're looking very forward to seeing everybody. And just to have Carol and Shirley there representing Wilburn and Harlan, I think that's a great thing. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Jeremy. Randy, you have something you want to add, son?
No, sir, I don't. Go ahead.
Well, I guess, folks, that's it. But, you know, I appreciate you being on tonight. We appreciate each one of you so very, very much. Let's keep doing like we always done, loving each other, praying for each other, working together, putting God first, family second, legal shield third. God bless you. Next week we'll have Mr. Dave Hall. He's going to do some tremendous training. So thank you again, and good night.
Good night, everyone.